Today, we're joined by David Mamano, entrepreneur, comedian, speaker, author, business, culture expert. David has launched 7 businesses from scratch and earned distinctions as a 3-time Inc. Magazine 5000 Growth Company winner and as a 2-time TEDx speaker. He is currently a show host, a professional speaker, an inspirational humorist, blending his passion for leadership, business, and comedy to help others build more successful, connected workplaces. David, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Darren. I appreciate it.
Well, hey, look, we're fresh off your keynote address here at the National Small College Enrollment Conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. I love that you were able to come in and bring some humor into this world of education. And also from a leadership perspective, I thought it was really interesting. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that today and just get a little more on your background, understand a little more about how enrollment leaders can be thinking about bringing humor into what they do on a regular basis. So for listeners that are new to your story, how did your experience in comedy influence your approach to building businesses and supporting leadership?
So when you look like me growing up, you know, think Screech, you definitely have to have a sense of humor if you want people to talk to you. So I've always kind of incorporated humor in anything that I do. In fact, in college, I started doing some open mic contests, things like that, caught the bug. After college, moved to Chicago for about a year to become a comedian, did some stand-ups and improv, took lessons, all that stuff. After about a year, I realized that I didn't want to do it for a living, but I enjoyed doing it. But I moved back to my hometown of Rochester, started a company, family, kids, the whole world took over. And during COVID, sometimes we have a little extra time to think about, like, what do I want to do with my life? And I realized I missed comedy. So I started doing it again, right? But then I realized, like, at, age 50 plus, I don't think I want to be a full-time stand-up comedian. But then I thought, what if I incorporated comedy and business, it's like 20 plus years as an entrepreneur and comedy, and started helping businesses learning more about how to professionally infuse humor into the workplace to grow trust, collaboration, teamwork, sales, leadership, retention, everything, right?
Right.
And so I created the talk that you saw today, and it's been massively upgraded the past few years, about strategies to include, humor, joy, levity, fun, play into the workplace to grow results. And people are like, oh, that's cute. But I, as you noticed, I start off the presentation with research from Harvard, Stanford, Gallup poll, Wharton, et cetera,
right?
That shows bona fide research that if and when you do infuse humor professionally into the workplace, it grows everything. Even like precision analysis. So your engineers are going to even benefit. Hey, so that's what I've been doing. And I was really happy to open up the conference today because a lot of people just came up to me saying that it was a great way to open the conference because small colleges, it's experiencing some tough times, right? That's why this conference exists, to teach them how to stay cutting edge and frankly in business, because every year we hear about more and more colleges that are closing up shop.
That's
a tragedy. Do you want to start off the conference with the doom and gloom report or with some smiles and laughter? And so I think it was a great way to set the tone for a great conference.
I couldn't agree more. I think, you're right. There's also, it seems to me, maybe you could speak a little bit to how humor helps in high stress environments.
Well, listen, we all know the saying, laughter is the best medicine. And it's true. I mean, chemicals explode in our brain when we're laughing, smiling, feeling good, right? Cortisol disappears, the stress hormone, right? Relationships, we talk about the human connection. I talked about in my talk, what's the one thing AI, in my opinion, will never be able to replace? That authentic human connection.
Yes.
And so I have 2 circles. One is the human connection. The other circle is the humor connection. And where do those circles overlap? And that's where we start. We're shared experiences. Can we laugh about? Can we smile about? That can bring us together to resolve conflicts, to create inclusion, to welcome people, to encourage feedback, to work through challenges, to work through opportunities. Levity, humor, a light mood is the best way to do everything.
Yeah, it reminds me that one of the challenges in higher ed today from supporting the learner and the graduate is actually giving them the soft skills that they need to be effective in their careers, right? And I feel like in a certain way, you're reminding us that there's a soft skill around humor that is really helpful in these times, but also just as a principled component of how we operate in a daily, fast-paced, you know, mission-driven world.
It really, in my opinion, it becomes a necessary strategy in order to separate yourself from all the other leaders out there. People want to follow leaders. You don't have to be a stand-up comedian, as I mentioned in my talk, but just having a sense of humor.
Right.
People want to follow people like this that are a little bit more light, have a little bit more levity, can joke around about themselves a little bit, maybe some past mistakes, right? They're like, oh, wow, the leader, the boss, he, she, you know, I feel more comfortable because they can laugh a little bit.
Right.
And therefore, I'm going to approach them with more ideas, with my thoughts about a situation instead of being that scary, you know, curmudgeon in the corner office that gets no feedback.
Right.
You're opening up that two-way street.
I was going to say, it felt a lot in listening to you like this is about a communication strategy that keeps people in a creative mindset, that keeps them in a problem-solving mindset, that doesn't shut them down.
Yeah.
You talked about sort of the and not but type of scenario. Maybe expand a little bit on that concept for us.
No, when I was in Chicago, I learned, took lessons about, you know, improv comedy, right? If you ever go to improv, they build off each other. You know, if you go to an improv show, they never shut somebody down. And it could be like a crazy, crazy statement, right? And so a lot of times in work, we shut people down with a simple word. And that word is called but. So you may say, Darren, that's a great idea, but I'm not sure we can do that because blah, blah, blah. So I just totally deleted everything before that word but, where I said, it's a great idea, Darren. You don't hear that anymore.
Yeah.
Because I said but. So now you're shut down. You're probably not going to give me as much feedback or ideas in the future. But if I say, you know, Darren, that's an interesting idea. And I'm wondering if we take that and we add this to it and maybe bring it over here. Now you feel empowered because I've taken your idea and made it different, made it added something to it. So now we're working together. We're collaborating. And I didn't shut you down.
It's interesting. Can you talk about the outcomes or business results that you or others have seen when humor and this kind of authentic human connection are prioritized in an organization? Like, what are you seeing on the results end of this?
Well, two things is, at one end, leadership improves tremendously. Leadership, when you have a leader that has a sense of humor and can laugh about themselves a little bit specifically, it builds trust. It builds camaraderie. When a leader loses trust, he or she loses everything. So trust, collaboration, teamwork excels to a level that higher than ever before if you're using humor, levity, joy, play in the workplace, right? Boom. The other thing is I see retention going through the roof, right? I mean, there's a Robert Half poll that says, you know, people are 96% more likely to stay with the company if they're enjoying the culture. And why do you enjoy the culture? Because it's fun. Because there's some laughs. There's camaraderie with teamwork as far as, like, you know, we're getting the job done, but we're also enjoying the process along the way with some laughs, some humor, some levity. Who doesn't want to be around an environment like that? So I'm seeing increased retention, which ironically helps attract talent, because when you have a happy employee, what happens? They spread the good word.
100%.
Just like a restaurant. You know, you can see an ad that a restaurant's good. But if I tell you, oh my God, Darren, I went to Antonio's last night, and oh my God, the chicken piccata was incredible. I'm going to go back. Now you might call because I spread the good word. Well, I also might say, you know what? You know, ex-college, it's so great. We're growing. We're laughing. I'm loving it. And we have an opening in admissions if you want to work here. Like, I'm gonna do the recruiting for you because I love where I work.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's such a good point. I wonder about, and maybe this is something that you experience in your coaching of leaders, but are there ways in which you find someone can be too humorous that like can you overcorrect? Can you go from,
yeah,
I'm being too, you know,
yeah,
sort of straight laced and you know, yeah, not involved to being like taking it too far, and like what does that look,
yeah,
like?
Well, there's a couple things there are that first of all, using humor in the wrong way, making fun of people, punching down, if you will.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't mean to do it, but we have to be a little bit more cognizant that we're not using humor at someone else's expense.
Yeah.
That's not good. And also maybe more of what you're talking about is, yeah, we don't want to be Rodney Dangerfield at work, because you also want to maintain that level of respect.
Yeah.
Right? So you can't laugh at everything. You can't be, like I said, you don't have to be a stand-up comedian to make this stuff work. Just having a sense of humor, looking at the bright side of things. As you're working through a tough challenge or a downtime, are there some smiles to help you get through it, right?
Yes.
You know, I talked about, I just saw a great comic in one of the magazines that there was a meeting with the boss, and the graphic and the, graph in the meeting, at this meeting, was arrow going down, down, down. And the boss is like, well, I guess we found one way it doesn't work. Yeah. And it was like,
right,
laughing through a downtime, right? You know, to your point, can you laugh about everything? Can you be silly about everything? No, there's a time to be serious. You know, that being said, you know, can you professionally intertwine, you know, some smiles along the way when it's appropriate?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I would imagine that in a group of 100 people, there's going to be a 30-40%, you'll tell me if there's an actual percentage, but I'm guessing, that are, they don't see themselves as naturally funny. This feels uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you have to say for those that are hesitant in that context? Like, how do you encourage it in that?
I would really emphasize again that you don't have to be a comedian, right? Just having a sense of humor, having the ability to laugh at yourself. You know, I tell stories about, you know, you heard one in the session I just did, where I told some funny stories about myself growing up that were failures, right? I mean, I tried out for the basketball team 7th through 12th grade, and I never made the team once, right? And I added in, you know, a little, you know, some levity to the whole journey of that, right? But I would tell that to some of my, you know, coworkers when I was running my company. And it would show them, like, that, you know, I don't take myself too seriously. You know, I have made some mistakes, but I've done a lot of things right, too. So the ability to be able to laugh at yourself, just laughing at other appropriate jokes, having a sense of humor, it just creates a lighter mood around the organization.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels a little bit like that. It gives you some extra level of persistence, or there's you can get through that harder time as a result of this kind of approach as well. Are there any other like pitfalls that an organization or a leader should avoid? I mean, you kind of already hit on it. We talked a little bit about the negative punching down side of things, but this is clearly a really important communication strategy. Just wondering if there are other nuances or pitfalls that we ought to hit on.
Well, you know, as someone who employs humor in a lot of what I do, just my general personality, you do have to be careful, because I made some mistakes when I was running my companies where I thought the other person thought I was funny. And And so we would laugh about it in front of other people. Come to find out later on, that person would come talk to me and be like, you know, I wish you didn't bring that up. I know I was laughing going along with it, but actually, that was kind of embarrassing, and I appreciate it if you didn't do it anymore. And, you know, as a leader, it'd be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it. And then, you know, correct that situation, maybe overcorrect that situation. But you want to be careful. You know, there are your adult bullies that are just mean and jerks. But there's a lot of us that make mistakes where we try to introduce humor in a workplace, and we might hurt someone's feelings by mistake. So you just want to be careful about that. They want to think twice about, you know, adding somebody into your embarrassing moment or what could be embarrassing for that, you know? So,
yeah. Yeah. We've already kind of hit on AI a little bit, but in this era of automation and tech, you're talking a lot about the human skills of humor, empathy, connection, making sure that they don't get lost. And I wonder, do you see anything like on a generational level that we should pay attention to? Like, are the Gen Z folks coming into the workplace today treating humor differently than, say, Gen X or boomers?
Right.
Yeah, so I'm Gen X. You know, obviously, I've worked with a lot of boomers over the years. I think we have a higher tolerance for jokes. I think we're less likely to be offended because we were brought up like wild animals, right? And everything was okay. You know, like, roll with the punches, you know? Like, you know, I brought up and I literally looked like Screech, right? And, you know, nose jokes and curly hair jokes were rampant, right? And I just went along with it. I think younger generations today, they're brought up to be a little bit more sensitive, a little bit more protective of others, right? Offended more, a little bit more easily. So you just want to be aware of that and be a little bit more, before something comes out, you want to just be careful about how you position it, how you approach it. You know, if it's something about yourself, that might be a little bit easier to do. But now if you start to involve others or the company culture or something like that, I might want to be a little bit more careful. So,
yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. So I guess on the, if I go back to the enrollment leaders here, likely listening in on our conversation and those that are at the conference here, if they're looking to create more memorable, engaging experiences for prospective students or their campus teams, what's the one thing they should start doing differently tomorrow based on your insights?
I'd say, you know, have a brainstorming session about how you could add some humor to the recruiting process, right? So let's say maybe you have somebody on campus. Is there something that you could do on campus during the tour in your lobby? You know, there's TVs, monitors playing around. You know, I just took a Southwest air flight here, right? And I'm sitting, you know, I'm at the gate in my layover. In Southwest, they have a lot of humor going on, you know, and, you know, I mean, it's light humor. It's something like, hey, you know, you still have an hour and a half before your flight takes off. Like the monitor knows how long my layover is. You look hungry. Why don't you go get a bite to eat? And I was like, oh, that's, you know, it's not hilarious, but it's light, yeah. You know, Southwest, there's no assigned seats. You know, there's zones that they call, and you just take a seat.
Yeah.
And so, the monitor had said, as you may have noticed, we don't have assigned seats, so please take any seat you like. And then it just, the second screen said, it's, you know, on further thought, take the first seat that you see. It makes it easier. Yeah. So, like, they're telling you what to do, but in a funny way, you know?
Yeah.
So, is there something that you can do for your students that makes it a memorable experience? I'll say prospects, prospective students, you know? Like, maybe, I just thought of this. Maybe when they're waiting in the lobby, you know, the screen, this would be very customized. The screen all says, you know, welcome John, you know? And there's a picture of John, and then there's a stock photo of the admissions. Maybe the admissions staff is, like, clapping, like, woo, you know, like, right. Can't wait. And so, not hilarious, but customized.
Yeah.
And adds a little levity to the situation. You know, they feel a little bit more welcome, you know?
Yeah. No, it's a great way to connect
create community, add to your, like, this is a, it's your, you're building your culture.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when I go into a lobby, like if I'm going to be in a business and I see welcome David Mamano, like we see that sometimes, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I feel special. Like they knew I'm coming. They put in a little extra effort.
Yeah.
So great. But how can you add a little levity to that as well?
You know? Right.
So.
Yeah.
You know.
Say you look hungry.
Yeah. Or just say like, you know, maybe underneath that, you know, welcome David Mamano in parentheses, you know, you look fantastic.
Right. Right.
Like, you know, now I'm smiling.
Right.
You know, like, how do they know, you know?
Yeah. So,
right. That little touch. You're not going to offend anybody.
No.
Like,
no.
Who doesn't want to look fantastic?
Right.
So, something like that, you know?
That's
like
great.
I told you with Next Step, you know, when we hired a new employee, they get off the elevator, and there'd be a red carpet. We'd all be like, woo, welcome, Darren, you know? And
awesome.
And then they'd walk right to the conference room where we'd have breakfast with
them. That's great. Right.
Talk about feeling special.
Right. Yeah. I think I understand a little better why humor connects to helping us create better culture, better working environment, more performance. I appreciate you taking the time and having this conversation today.
Thanks a lot. Let's continue the conversation. I love it.
All right. Take care.